اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد حتى يرضى سيدنا محمد. السلام عليكم وبركاته. رمضان كريم. And inshallah, Allah makes us to give us life, long life, to see more Ramadan. And see Sayyidina al-Mahdi alayhi salam. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نويت الأربعين نويت الاعتكاف نويت الخلوة نويت العزلة نويت الرياضة نويت السلوك لله تعالى العظيم في هذا المسجد أطيع الله وأطيع الرسول وأولي الأمر منكم. Might be this Ramadan inshallah lot of changes we are going to see, and especially spiritual changes in the hearts of murid of awliyaullah, and more changes will be in the hearts of murid of Maulana Sheikh Muhammad Nazim Adil Al-Haqqani Sultan Al-Awliya, who gave permission to speak on his behalf this kind of lectures or this kind of knowledge this Ramadan. And he mentioned to me to speak about the importance of awliyaullah in the life of human beings. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said in Holy Quran, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَ لِلطَّائِفِينَ وَالْعَاكِفِينَ وَالرُّكَّعِ السُّجُودِ. And it means that Allah is giving an order to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and all the way to Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalu salatu wa salam to purify, saying wa tahir. Tahir is not only clean but also to purify my house, to purify the status of the house, to make it ready for people to incircumambulate around it. Everything is pure, even the mass is what Allah created. This body is the mass, and it is the house of the soul. The atom is the house, the mass is the house of the electron. The electrons, since the mass is pure, electrons are incircumambulating around the mass. Or else, the mass, the electron will not incircumambulate if it is not pure, the mass. And everything will be still and no life. Allah made everyone to incircumambulate around a purified house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The bees, they incircumambulate around their queen. Birds, they incircumambulate around their young birds, around their mother and father. Children, they incircumambulate around their parents. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the soul in the body to encircumambulate also around a purified house. That's why Allah said in Holy Quran, وَطَهِّرْ بَيْتِيَا لِلطَّائِفِينَ. Purify, وَطَهِّرَا بَيْتِيَا لِلطَّائِفِينَ. Purify my house for Sayyidina Ibrahim and Sayyidina Ismail, and it is a message for all Anbiya, prophets, for the people who are Ta'ifin, encircumambulating around that house. وَالرُّكَّعِ والعاكفين, and those who are in عاكفين is someone that he back up from dunya. What's in English? Withdraw. Those people who withdrew, عاكفين, to withdraw from something he likes. And everyone likes to likes dunya, but aqifin that Allah mentioned them on Holy Quran, those awliya that they are away from dunya, but they are aqifin, means they are sitting and withdrawing from dunya. This is second level. First level, at-ta'ifin. Those who are encircumambulating, they are in constant motion around the house. Those who are less level, they are withdrawing and doing zikrullah and remembering Allah through their hearts, but not standing and encircumambulating. Third, to those who are in ruku' and those who are in sujood, prostrating. Clean my house for those people to be able to come and be part of these three different categories. Those who are encircumambulating constantly, not stopping. Those who are withdrawing from dunya and sitting, and those who are always in ruku' and sujood. That is a message applies to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah made his angels to make sajda to whom? Make sajda for the light of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the forehead of Adam alayhi salam. That's why Imam Malik said to the Amir of at that time, don't turn your face toward Qibla in Medina, turn your face toward Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Don't turn your face toward Makkah, toward Allah's house. The one who took you there is Sayyidina Muhammad, turn your face to him. So turning the face to your to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the place where awliyaullah are encircumambulating. Sahabatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they were encircumambulating around Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, because his heart is the house of Allah. The revelation, the message didn't come on Kaaba. It came to the heart of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So the importance is that house that Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given pure for the Ummah to encircumambulate around it. Awliyaullah are inheritors from Prophet ﷺ. So your Awliyaullah, they have a direction for their murids to be running to them to circumambulate through their hearts, because it is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Prophet said, Baytul Mu'min, Qalbul Mu'min, Baytul Rabb. The heart of the mu'min, of the believer, is the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. مَا وَسِعَتْنِي سَمَائِي وَلَا أَرْضِي وَلَكِنْ وَسِعَنِي قَلْبَ عَبْدِيَ الْمُؤْمِنِ. Neither my heavens nor my earth contained me, but the heart of the believer contained me. So your direction is toward this, to find one of these purified hearts that you can encirculate, or you can withdraw from dunya and make muraqaba to them, and to make meditation to them, contemplation, because they take you to the presence of Prophet ﷺ, and to keep always their respect. And an example of that, one wali was being asked, can you tell me, someone is asking, one of awliyaullah, can you tell me about the level of Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani? What is his maqam? And he said, one time Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani was being asked, who is your shaykh? Man la shaykha lahu fa shaykhuhu shaytan. Who doesn't have a shaykh, a guide, his guide will be, his desires will be shaytan. Because you cannot, without a shaykh, you cannot decide. You might see the wrong correct, and you might see the correct wrong. Sometimes the sheikh tells you do this, and to you it is not correct, and to many others it is not correct, but the sheikh has hikmah in it, wisdom, many times, and you don't know what kind of wisdom. But they are able to see farther than you. You will know the wisdom later. Don't object. What we do? We complain. We object. Because it doesn't click in our mind. Why he is telling me to do that? This is haram. You know better than him if it's haram or halal. So you want to teach him? No, what you do? Surrender. So they asked Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani one time, who is your sheikh? He said, long time ago I had a sheikh, Sayyidi Hamad al-Dibasi. He was my sheikh. But today, changed. Because Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani went very high, he keep respect to his sheikh, but he is becoming higher, because the time after his sheikh left dunya, he became the inheritor, and he was able to reach higher. And he said, today I'm receiving knowledge from two oceans. Look, awliya Allah, how they receive knowledge. Not like us. Because their heart is purified. They buy machines today. They say, why this machine? Oh, this is a purifier. Purifier of what? Huh? Purifier of these pets, dust. You cannot see them, but they are there. And these pets, dust, is animal dust, which you cannot see, means the bad desires. You need not a humidifier, a purifier. To purify this dust, take them out, and then give you a humidifier to give you nice breeze. So heart of a wali is purifier to the murid, purify the murid, and humidify the murid. Give them that cool breeze at the end after purifying them. So the Shaykh knows the heart of his followers. He might look at you and see that you need to do this, that you are, you, in your heart there is something he wants to empty it. Although it might not coincide with what you believe, but he will ask you to do it because he wants to take it away. So he said, I receive from two kinds of oceans, Bahr al-Nubuwa wa Bahr al-Futuwa. I'm taking from the ocean of prophecy of Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, from that heart, and ocean from Bahr al-Futuwa. What's Futuwa? Chivalry, the ocean of chivalry. One is from the ocean of Prophet, one from the ocean of Sayyidina Ali. Because Sayyidina Ali is the La Fata illa Ali, wa la Saif illa Zulfiqar. There is no chivalry except chivalry except Sayyidina Ali, and there is no sword except Zulfiqar. Means he was the most powerful against his ego with his sword, not against only unbelievers, but his sword was also on himself. And Maulana always tells us a story about Sayyidina Ali, that one of the unbelievers, wrestlers, very huge, very strong, calling on Sayyidina Ali bad words to come and fight with him. It was a war. They used to fight one by one to one, and then the army will fight with each other. Not like today, you don't see them. There is no chivalry today. There is cowardness. From far away they blow you. You don't know who is blowing you. So when Sayyidina Ali came to him, he put him down. And in the war, when you put someone down, you can kill him with no question. So he surrendered and he said, Ya Allah, kill me. But before he killed him, before going to take the sword and kill him, that wrestler spit in the face of Sayyidina Ali. Sayyidina Ali, what he did? Dropped the sword. He said, I'm not killing you. Why you are not killing me? I'm not killing you. No, you have to kill me. I'm finished. He said, no, if I kill you now, I'm killing you because of my ego now. Because I get angry from what you spit in my face. So it's not going to be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said, if that religion is like that, I become a Muslim. So he was taking from Prophet ﷺ, Sayyidina Abu Qadir Jilani's heart, and from Sayyidina Ali. Then the same question, because you know, it goes from time to time, these questions stays in the heart of, and the heart and mind of the murids. Like today they say, oh, what is your sheikh's level? You say, my sheikh is Sultan al-Awliya. He takes from the heart of Prophet directly. It's not? This is what you say. And then these questions stay till today. So then later they ask Imam al-Shazili, Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili, they ask him, who is your sheikh? He's a famous, he's in Egypt, buried there. Very famous, Sayyidi Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili. He said, before, my sheikh was Abdul Salam bin Mashish. He is from Morocco, and Shazili from, Abu al-Hasan Shazili from Morocco. And Sayyidina Abdul Salam bin Mashish, very famous in his sainthood. He said, my sheikh is Abdul Salam bin Mashish. He was. But now, I used to receive knowledge from his heart. I used to encircumambulate around his heart. I used to be in complete withdrawal from dunya looking at him. I used to be in ruku' and sujood to Allah's house. But today, I am receiving knowledge from 10 different oceans. Look, awliya Allah, how they speak. You don't understand what they are saying. It depends on the time, which time they are in. Like today, the time is more rahmah coming because too much fitna on earth. More power comes to awliya Allah. The ghaut means the highest, and then pass that to the five kutubs to be able to see through his light. He's taking from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, which knowledge now is ascending so high that their power is so strong that they can turn with a only looking through their eyes. Whatever they can see in front of them, they change it from bad to good with their strong sight vision, like laser. How laser can reach and clean and purify, and they give cure for health-wise diseases. Awliya Allah eyes, they can give, purify people when they see them and clean them and bring them from up and take all their diseases away. Only with a looking or hearing or touching. He said, who are your sheikh today? He said, it was Abdul Salam bin Mashish, but today I am taking from 10 oceans. Five of them heavenly, and five of them from earthly, from universe. I'm receiving from their hearts directly. He said, I'm receiving from the ocean of prophecy of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from his heart directly, and I'm receiving from the heart of Abu Bakr as-Siddiq, which is, it is said that what Allah has poured in the heart of Prophet, Prophet poured in the heart of Siddiq. I'm taking this knowledge is from there. And I'm taking that knowledge from the heart of Umar al-Faruq, which is on Haqq. وَكُلْ جَاءَ الْحَقُّ وَزَهَقَ الْبَاطِلُ. He never accepted except truth. He fought falsehood. Like today, you have a lot of falsehood. And in the name of Sufism or the name of Islam, they say, oh, we are on Haqq. No, they are on Batr. And those who are on Haqq, Allah knows them. Third from Sayyidina Umar, fifth from Sayyidina Uthman, and fourth from Sayyidina Uthman, and fifth from Sayyidina Ali radiyallahu ta'ala anhum, wa karram Allahu wajhahum wa alayhim as-salam. Taking from five. Sayyidina Ali was mentioned that أنا مدينة العلم وعلي بابها. I am the city of knowledge and Ali is the door. For Sayyidina Abu Bakr, what Allah has revealed to me, I poured in the heart of Siddiq. For Sayyidina Abu Bakr, if there was a prophet after me, Umar would be prophet. For Sayyidina Uthman, he was Zinnurain, the two lights, because he married to two daughters of Prophet. After the first one died, he got the other one. He was the most generous. And he said, I receive from five who they inhabit, they live, they are present in heavens. I'm receiving from Jibreel alayhi salam knowledge. I'm receiving from Mikael alayhi salam. I'm receiving from Israfil alayhi salam. I'm receiving from Israel alayhi salam. And I am receiving from the Ruh. There is one angel. وَكُلْ الْرُوحُ مِنْ أَمْرِ رَبِّي. Say the Ruh is from Allah's order. That Ruh that is being mentioned in another verse in Holy Quran, that when the Ruh is ascending to him, يَعْرُجُ إِلَيْهِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ وَالْرُوحِ فِي يَوْمٍ كَانَ مِقْدَارُ وَخَمْسُونَ أَلْفَ سَنَةً. They ascend angels and Ruh in a day that long 50,000 years. So he's getting from Jibreel, means receiving through Jibreel alayhi salam revelations that come to the heart of Prophet. He receiving from Mikael, because Mikael is the angel of rain. He is receiving the rain, is symbolic of mercy, the ocean of mercy. He is receiving from Israfil. Israfil is the one who will blow in the trumpet that everyone will leave dunya, pass away. And when Allah bring back for judgment day, he blow another time, everyone comes, means he has the power of that blow, that with his blow he can bring people from every part of the world. Then he receiving from Israel, means the secret of death and the afterlife. And he is receiving from the Ruh, from that soul, angels of souls that carry all these souls. So this is how these awliya, they receive their knowledge and how they purified their hearts in order their murids can reach and can take some of that fountain that they have it in their hearts. And we have to know that every wali, Allah gave him a specialty. A special job, special way, something special only to that wali. Doesn't be the same to the other wali. Everyone is different. Different ways, different mashrab, different fountain. And that fountain that is being given is like nakish ala al-hajar, is like engraving on stone. When you engrave on stone, it never goes. Means a wali knows the other wali from what is being engraved on his heart. And that's why there is 99 names. Allah, beautiful names and attributes. Every high level wali, his name is engraved on his heart through these beautiful names and attributes. Like for example, Wallahu alladhi la ilaha illa huwa ar-Rahman. So Abdul Rahman is the wali that receiving that knowledge of that beautiful name. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Abdul Rahim is the wali that receiving from the name ar-Rahim. And we are going to explain these one by one. So they are receiving these knowledges, Allah is throwing in their hearts, because their hearts are being purified from the ocean of al-wahdaniyya wal-ahadiyya, from the ocean of oneness that you can feel it around you, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the ahadiyya and the uniqueness, the ocean of uniqueness and the ocean of oneness. Especially what we are in Tariqah Naqshband, the order, is the we are receiving from the ocean that take you to Maqamul Fana, the level of annihilation that Sayyidina Shah al-Naqshband has pulled from the heart of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that's why it is the tariqah is called after his name, because he was able to receive the naqsh, the secrets of these engravings. That every wali has a different name. He exposed them according to the level that we can understand, and in a different from a wali to another wali, it is more or less depends on the level of that wali that he is been receiving this kind of knowledge. There are awliya that they stand at the feet of prophets, means they receive directly from the heart of prophets. There are 124,000 prophets, there are 124,000 wali. Every wali is receiving from a different prophet, and the highest is the one that he is receiving from the heart of Sayyidina Muhammad alayhi afdalus salatu wassalam. So this is an introduction of what we are going to speak this Ramadan, and I hope inshallah that we'll be able to continue as much as we can. Then one wali said, when this discussion between what Sayyidina Abdul Qadir Jilani answered about his sheikh and where from where he is receiving knowledge, and when Abu Hassan al-Shazli answered when he was receiving knowledge, then another wali was being asked, and he is one of the biggest, Abu al-Abbas al-Mursi, also from Morocco. He was asked and he said, I have jult fi malakut Allah. I traveled in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala kingdom, heavenly and earthly. I saw one wali, Abu Madian al-Shadi, was holding with the, you know, the Arshullah has, it has where it stands. I was holding one of it is of its legs, you say? Saq al-Arsh. I saw him, he's holding in the leg of the throne. I said to him, what is your level and what is your knowledge? And he said, my knowledge is Allah opened to me 70 kind of oceans. But my level is I am from the Aqtab and Abdal. He said, what you say about Al-Hasan al-Shazili? He said, Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili is higher than me by 40 different knowledges. He has 71 knowledge. Abu al-Hasan al-Shazili 40 knowledges more. Well, how much it will be? 101. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul. This will continue tomorrow. Grand Sheikh, may Allah bless his soul, said that on every letter of Holy Quran in this time, this was, we're speaking Abu Hassan al-Shazli and the others like 1,000 years ago. He said, in this time, on every letter of Holy Quran, Allah has opened from 12,000 oceans of knowledge to 24,000 ocean of knowledge. On every letter you are reading from Holy Quran, Allah will send to your heart and guide you through these knowledges, through the spiritual navigation. Like today, how you navigate with this, what you call it, GSM? GPS. Allah will navigate you through heavenly navigations, but only your soul knows it, not your body, because we are not yet ready. When we be ready, that will open to our hearts. And that's why murids, slowly, slowly, these kind of knowledges, you can see it coming in their hearts in order to give like a drizzle. Drizzle? Drizzle is what? Little, huh? Not too much. Dripping. Like a shower. Not strong shower, but dripping from different sides. So you'll get from different sides these kind of heavenly knowledges that they throw in your heart to navigate you. And when your soul is understanding, because you are already being initiated, so the Shaykh, Mawlana Shaykh, may Allah give him long life, is navigating our souls, but not opening to our physical body. Some are being opened, but like dripping or drizzling or showers or thunderstorm or whatever, more and more coming. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. May Allah bless us, and inshallah we'll continue tomorrow. Wa min Allahi at-tawfiq, al-hurmat al-habib, al-hurmat al-fatiha.